What if you could print the world's most advanced computer chips, not with complex lasers, but with a physical stamp, like a microscopic printing press? This week, a technology that does just that is poised to upend the multi-trillion dollar semiconductor industry. Is this the end of the road for conventional chip making as we know it? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing for professionals in U.S. and European manufacturing, trading, and technology. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a seismic shift in how the most advanced electronics are made, with a technology called nano-imprint lithography, challenging the status quo. We'll also cover the commercial tipping point for graphene. Is the wonder material finally ready for the factory floor? And we'll look at the new nanomaterials breaking bottlenecks in battery technology, with huge implications for the EV and energy storage markets. Troy, let's start with semiconductors. The industry has been dominated by a single, incredibly complex technology for years. What's changing?
The dominant technology is extreme ultraviolet lithography, or EUV. It uses incredibly short wavelength light to etch circuits. But as we push below 10 nanometers, EUV is hitting staggering physical and economic limits. This week, multiple reports highlight its potential successor, nano-imprint lithography, or NIL.
So, what exactly is nano-imprint lithography? You said it was like a stamp.
That's a great analogy. Instead of using light, NIL is a direct mechanical process, a master mold or stamp, with the circuit pattern physically presses into a resistor layer on the silicon wafer. It's a high-resolution, non-optical method, essentially a form of high-tech embossing at the sub-10 nanometer scale.
Why is this such a big deal this week?
Because it promises to do what EUV struggles with, deliver ultra-high resolution with potentially much higher throughput and lower cost per wafer. We're seeing major players like Canon actively developing this. It bypasses the optical diffraction limits that make EUV so complex and expensive. This isn't just theory anymore. It's being evaluated for critical layers in advanced node manufacturing.
Okay, so how does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers, especially with all the investment from the CHIPS Act?
It's both a major threat and a strategic opportunity. Companies that have invested billions in EUV face a potential disruption. But for others, NIL offers a path to leapfrog into advanced manufacturing for specific devices, like high-density memory or storage media, without the astronomical cost of an EUV fab. For U.S. and European firms, this could be a viable way to reshore niche but critical semiconductor production.
What about the supply chain? What should Western trading companies and distributors know?
A whole new ecosystem will be built around NIL. This isn't just about the main imprinting machine. It's about the master molds, specialized resist materials, and the metrology equipment needed to inspect these tiny physical patterns. Sourcing and partnerships in this new supply chain will be critical. It's time to start tracking the smaller, innovative companies in this space, not just the giants.
So, the actionable insight for an executive listening now.
Task your CTO and strategy teams with a formal assessment of NIL. They need to analyze its maturity and determine where it could either disrupt your current roadmap or provide a competitive advantage in a future product line. Don't wait for it to be mainstream.
Let's shift from silicon to carbon. We've been hearing about the promise of graphene for years, but it always seemed to be 5 years away. Your briefing suggests that's changing fast.
It is. This week, we're seeing a clear shift from R&D to industrial-scale commercialization. The key signal is production capacity and vertical integration. For example, Black Swan Graphene just expanded its UK production capacity from 40 to over 140 tons annually. In Australia, Graphene Manufacturing Group is targeting at least 10 tons per year by late June 2026. These numbers signal readiness to supply industrial customers.
But producing it is one thing, using it is another. What's the breakthrough there?
The breakthrough is moving past selling raw graphene powder and into selling solutions. Black Swan's acquisition of Falpaco, a Quebec-based injection molding specialist for $12.7 million, is the perfect example. They are now vertically integrated. They can produce graphene, infuse it into polymer master batches, and directly manufacture graphene-enhanced components for customers.
So we're talking about smarter plastics. What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers in, say, the automotive or aerospace sectors?
It's a direct opportunity to create higher-value products. For a European automotive supplier, using graphene-enhanced composites can reduce weight, improve thermal management for EV battery casings, and increase strength. A U.S. aerospace company can leverage nano-infused resins like those HexoCorp is working on to get electrical conductivity up to 10 to the 6 Siemens per meter for lightning strike protection, replacing heavier metal meshes.
And for trading companies and distributors who typically deal in bulk plastics or chemicals?
The product they need to stock is changing. They should be looking to source these new graphene master batches in pre-infused resins. Their customers will soon be demanding materials with these enhanced properties. Distributors need to build relationships with these new breed producers, like Black Swan, Argo Graphene, and GMG, to become the go-to source for advanced composites.
What is the single action Western executives should consider now?
Initiate pilot projects. The cost of graphene is falling, while the quality and supply are becoming reliable. Identify one product line where improved strength, conductivity, or thermal performance would create a clear market advantage, and test these new materials. The business case is no longer theoretical.
Finally, let's talk about energy storage. The demand for better batteries for EVs and grid storage is immense, but progress can feel slow. What nano innovations are moving the needle this week?
We're tracking two critical developments that address core battery weaknesses. The first is in sodium-ion batteries, a cheaper and more abundant alternative to lithium-ion. Their main drawback has been lower electrical conductivity.
How is nanotechnology solving that?
A Chinese firm, Tianai Technology, announced that its single-walled carbon nanotubes, or SWCNTs, are now being integrated by leading sodium-ion battery manufacturers. These nanotubes are incredibly conductive. Adding a very small amount creates a highly efficient network for electrons to travel through, dramatically boosting the battery's energy density, charging speed, and cycle life.
So a tiny additive unlocks the performance of a whole new battery chemistry. What's the second development?
It's about safety and moving to all solid-state batteries. The challenge has been creating a solid electrolyte that is both stable and highly conductive. New research on polymer nanocomposite electrolytes shows that by adding ceramic nanofillers, we can achieve ionic conductivities exceeding 10 to the minus 3 S per centimeter at room temperature. This is a critical performance threshold, making solid, non-flammable batteries far more practical.
How do these developments specifically impact U.S. and European auto and energy manufacturers?
For sodium ion, it's a major supply chain consideration. The key enabling material, SWCNTs, is being commercialized effectively by a Chinese company. Western firms looking to de-risk from lithium must now secure a stable, high-quality supply of these advanced carbon nanotubes. For solid state, the breakthrough in polymer nanocomposites is a huge opportunity for Western firms to lead in the next generation of safe, high-performance battery technology.
What should trading companies and distributors be looking for?
The battery materials market is diversifying beyond lithium, cobalt, and nickel. The high-value components are now these specialized additives. They need to develop sourcing expertise in industrial-grade SWCNTs, ceramic nanoparticles like alumina and silica, and conductive polymers. This is where the new margin will be.
And the actionable insight for executives?
It's time to diversify your battery strategy. First, evaluate sodium ion with SWCNT enhancement as a viable, lower-cost technology for mass-market EVs and stationary storage. Second, accelerate your R&D on polymer nanocomposite electrolytes to build a leadership position in the high-value solid-state market.
All right, Troy, a lot of ground covered. Let's distill it down. What is the key strategic intelligence from this week?
I see three critical takeaways for Western leaders. First, in semiconductors, the post-EUV era is on the horizon. Your long-term capital and R&D strategy must now seriously evaluate non-optical technologies like nano-imprint lithography. It has the potential to reshape the cost and capability landscape for chip manufacturing. Second, graphene has reached a commercial inflection point. The conversation needs to shift from what if to how to. It's time to move from watching to actively piloting graphene-enhanced polymers in your products. And third, the battery supply chain is evolving rapidly. To stay competitive, you must secure access to next-generation performance additives, especially high-conductivity single-wall carbon nanotubes, which are becoming crucial for both lithium alternatives and future solid-state designs. The game is no longer just about the base metals. It's about the nanomaterials inside.
A new era for chips, materials, and batteries. Powerful stuff. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Troy, thank you.
My pleasure, Susie.
And thanks to all of you for listening to Troy Technical Intelligence.
If you found this briefing valuable, please subscribe on your podcast platform of choice to ensure you never miss an update. We'll be back next week with more analysis on the technologies shaping your industry.